we have been opposed to what EPA has been trying to do with the Waters of the U.S. rule, and that is essentially take the notion of what can be regulated by the federal government and expand that all the way up into the countryside to include intermittent and broken ephemeral streams, ditches, low spots in fields, tiny unconnected waters that we think go way beyond what Congress ever intended when it wrote the Clean Water Act and established the separation between what the federal government controls and what the states control.
What exactly are farmers worried about?
Essentially, what this rule would do is, even though farmers have some exemptions for activities, they can plow, they can plant, they can harvest and cultivate, some things that they cannot do without permit under this rule in what would be a newly established water of the United States would be to apply nutrients, to manage pests, to make any kind of land changes or earth changes that would, as the federal government says, disrupt the reach or flow of a water of the United States. So if a farmer wants to get rid of a gully or a washout, that the federal government comes along and says, nope, that has a bed and bank and we call it a water of the U.S., they wouldn't be able to do that without a permit. They wouldn't even be able to manage their own land. And because the rule is so expansive, because it considers any kind of these little broken and isolated waters up to 1,500 feet away from any kind of what we would consider to be a regulated or navigable stream, that could mean virtually anything in Michigan because we have so much surface water in our state.
What will you look for from the EPA under President Trump going forward?
Well, like I said, I think farmers want straightforward and understandable regulation. They want something that's going to effectively protect water quality, but which is also going to recognize that the states have a responsibility for that role too, and that there is a division between what the federal government should regulate and what the states should regulate.